Our next guests are a part of the Hilton Hotel protest that has been going on in Albany. Employees at the Albany Hilton have been boycotting due to poor working conditions. You may have even seen them if you've driven by the hotel recently. Last week, we had Sharon, a front desk agent at the Albany Hilton, and she talked about how she had been affected by working conditions. We're now joined by Samantha Coughlin, the assistant director of organizing, and room attendant Carrie Ann Burlett. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome, Samantha and Carrie Ann.
Thank you.
Let's start by setting the stage for our listeners. Can you explain how this dispute began for people who may be unfamiliar?
Well, first of all, my name is Carrie Ann Burlett, and I moved to Albany from Jamaica when I was 24 years old. I got a job in the housekeeping department of the Hilton, Albany Hilton, about 5 years ago. It's been a good job with a strong union and good benefits. During this time, I have started building my family here in Albany. My husband and I have one son, Zion, who is 3 years old, adorable. So, how long
how the dispute started, right?
Yes.
So for 5 years, Carrie Ann and her coworkers, and longer than that for a lot of her coworkers, have had a good union job at the Hilton. A new owner bought the property 2 years ago, and our contract expired at the end of March. He was required by our old contract to keep their working conditions and benefits when he first bought the hotel. But then in this next set of negotiations, it's been very apparent that he wants to really lower their standard of living, bring them down to non-union working conditions and benefits. Among just some of the proposals that he's made at the table, he wants to get rid of the pension plan. He wants to take back a week vacation. He wants to reduce the amount of time off that they have if they're have a family member pass away. And then he's rejected some pretty standard protections for our members who are immigrants, for members based on parental status, marital status, and for based on gender identity.
So are those the main reasons why you are boycotting? Is it the change in the administration of the hotel? Is that the main reason why this is going on?
Yeah, I mean, we expected to have this fight with him. It's not the first fight that he's had with labor. And those are some of the key points. I think Carrie Ann can talk a little bit about, in particular, why this is important to the workers at the hotel.
Well, because when the new owner came to negotiation, he brought a long list of gift backs. He wants to eliminate our pension, take back vacation time, and reduce pay time off. And bereavement payment. If, God forbid, we lose a family, we usually get 5 days. He wants to reduce it to 3 days, which is not enough time to grieve a loved one. And so, yeah, he doesn't care about us loyal employees who have made the hotel the success it is today. The owner is only offering to us 1% or 1 to 1.75% raise. This would be about 25 cents for myself and the most of my coworkers. It's not enough to keep up with the increases to our rent and the cost of raising a family. Here we need fair wages, and we're fighting for that.
So how long have you been boycotting, and what led the employees to boycott?
So since September 14.
Yeah.
And what really led us to boycotting is because we're fighting for our fair contract. That's all we're asking for. Good wages, bereavement, pension,
protections on the job.
Yes.
Respect.
And a thing. If my son needs help in the future, what's the word I'm looking for?
Scholarship.
Sorry. So we're fighting for all those to protect us and our loved one. And we are great employees. All we need is respect and a good contract.
You know, this labor dispute, I think, is like a lot of others that have come before it, where we're dealing with really a predatory owner and somebody who comes in here and is very wealthy and, you know, wants to take from working people. And we feel like working people have given up enough all over this country. And, you know, we're fighting to keep what these guys have won and won in union contracts years leading up to this. But we also feel like we need to, you know, stand up and get just right. enough for working people to support their families so that their kids have mm-hmm. a bright future, that they can apply to go to scholarship through our union's industry scholarship fund, so that they have affordable family health care. Their parents can be home after work, not forced to work second jobs, you know, right. making enough to be there and have a decent middle class life. We're not asking, you know, for filet mignon and a luxury lifestyle. Right. We're just asking for enough.
And for housekeeping, we're on the floor most of by ourselves for most of the day. We don't have no protection, nothing, and we asking for protection, and he just bypassed that. He doesn't even want to hear about us having something to protect ourselves on the floor.
Yeah, this was a recent proposal mm-hmm. that we made asking for panic buttons for the room attendants right. and protections when they're on the floors. In the last negotiations, he couldn't even read the proposal. So
we're talking about protections from sexual assault or harassment, yes, or violence,
because anybody
or theft,
could just
or
walk up on the floor mm-hmm. and attack us or something, and we have no way of protecting ourselves.
How is that related to issues in hotels and other places? Is that a common issue that
I think
might
come up? In the hotel industry overall, a lot of different positions work alone. In New York City, our union, the Hotel Trades Council, represents over 200 hotels. The majority of them have security and measures in place so that people, when they're working alone and up on the floors, have an easy way to contact somebody else that they're working with. And it should be a fairly easy thing for these women to have when they're working.
So Cardi B was removed from the hotel over the weekend because hotel staff claimed her party was smoking marijuana. Police stated you could not prove the smell was coming from her room, but she and her party were asked to leave anyway. And Cardi B claimed this was racist. What do you think about this? Do you feel racism has been something employees have experienced often?
You know, discrimination based on race hasn't really been an issue, a particular issue for these employees right. and in this contract fight. It is something that our union, the majority of employees at the Hilton are immigrants and people of color, and it's something that, right. We certainly stand up for, and we get language in all of our contracts, or fight to get language in all of our contracts that guarantee your right to work in a safe workplace and without discrimination and without any sort of harassment. So
is the union arguing that the failure to implement protections in very real ways, the failure to implement a panic button, is a violation of laws, you know, that are meant to ensure employee safety? And what else is the union doing to protect and work with employees?
So, not necessarily a legal violation, right? We're fighting to win protections for our members based on discrimination. We want this health and safety protocol in place for them. But that's a standard that we've really built up in the industry in our unionized hotels, right, in New York City. Our union took over representing workers upstate and in Jersey back in 2010. And prior to that, New York City was one of the only places where working in a hotel and in the hospitality sector was a good job and a middle-class job, and people, you know, weren't being exploited and treated poorly. And we've worked tirelessly over the last 7 years to really bring good working conditions and protections and, you know, decent wages and affordable benefits to the greater region, to the Capital District, to Westchester, to Jersey. And, you know, we think workers everywhere deserve that. The main issues that we're fighting over in contract negotiations, like we said earlier, have been these give backs that management has been demanding. The fact that they, you know, want to eliminate their pension fund, that the wage increases they're offering are less than half what they've offered in or what we won in past negotiations, that they want to take back vacation from senior employees. They want to, you know, reduce the amount of days that people have. And Carrie Ann said they used to get 5 days. When you make the wages that they make at the Hilton, if you don't get paid, you don't get to take the time off.
Right.
People don't have the luxury of taking time off unpaid to grieve and to be with their families.
5 days is not even enough, but we can't afford to give up 2 days too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then of course, getting protections for our members and protecting them against discrimination is a key issue in the negotiations.
And what can locals do to help your efforts?
So the picket line is open every day. We're out there 7 days a week. We've been out there from 8 in the morning till 8 at night. People are more than welcome to come by and picket with us, with Zion and Carrie Ann.
Yeah, he's always there.
you know, and just lend support to us in terms of keeping our morale up. And we're prepared to be there through the winter, the spring. We'll be there next year if we need to. And, you know, we're really thankful at this point. We've gotten a lot of political support, a lot of support from the labor community and different social justice groups in Albany. And it means a lot to us. So people are welcome to stop by.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We're going to be continuing to cover this issue on the Hudson Mohawk magazine. We're going to continue to cover the Hilton strike every week until the fight is over, and we'll be featuring different employees.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.